Hello, this is James Stansel, and welcome to the African American Studies channel of the New Books Network. Rock and roll music. If you like rock and roll music, this is going to be a great interview for you. I'm here with the author today of The Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. The book is published by McFarlane Press, and the author is James A. Cosby, Jim Cosby. This is a great book, and we talk a little bit about the Pentecostal church. We talk about hillbillies and rockabilly and blues music and black gospel music and how all those things contributed to the birth of rock and roll. So give it a listen. I think you'll enjoy it. You know, this is, you know, a very good book, and it's got a great cover. We talk about all the images on the cover as well. So check it out. Hello, this is Jane Stansel, and welcome to the New Books Network, the African American Studies channel. And I have the great pleasure here today of being here with author James A. Cosby, Jim Cosby. And he is the author of Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. And it's published by our friends at the McFarlane Press. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm great, James. How are you doing?
Good, good. Doing very well. And when I saw your book, Jim, I wanted to get you on because, you know, I was a history teacher for a long time. I love music. And when I saw this great cover, which we'll talk about a little bit, I was like, oh, man, this looks so good. And, you know, when I got into your book, it was good. You know, and I really enjoyed reading it and you know, the way that you approached this subject. It was really awesome. So thank you for, you know, doing this. Before we kind of get into
this,
it's my pleasure. Before we get into, you know, some of the details of the book, you know, can you tell us a little bit about your background as a writer and what brought you to this topic?
Yeah, I'm an attorney by trade.
Okay.
And I've done some academic writing. You know, I like to write. And, you know, really, I'm a lifelong rock music fan, you know. And then it really, at an early age, like, it really had a big impact on me. Like, I heard the Beatles as a toddler, you know, it really like impacted me. And so I kind of had been thinking, looking back on that, you know, sort of starting to just thinking about what an impact rock music had had. And I started to wonder, like, where did it even come from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do I not know where exactly rock and roll came from? Like, what's the first rock record? And how, you know, I had a really vague idea of where it came from, but I just thought it was really strange. I didn't really know where it came from.
And you took it upon yourself to find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And I think, you know, this is another great example, Jim, of, you know, you are an attorney, but you had an interest in this subject and you went out there and answered your own questions. And I think other people could do similar for whatever they're interested in. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
this is one of those things you kind of think people would already know the answer, that it would already be covered, but it really, really hasn't, you know.
Not the way that it probably, you know, should be. And, you know, speaking of those early years of rock and roll, we recently lost Chuck Berry. And, you know, that was, you know, a significant loss for me because, you know, I had gone to St. Louis there and, you know, and visited, you know, the restaurant where he would perform. And I had always been a big fan. And I knew I was going to be interviewing you. And that made me think about that, you know, again as well. I was like, wow, you know, those early years of rock and roll and the connection with blues and gospel music and, you know, the Pentecostal church, you know, all those things, people, like you said, just don't understand. They think that it's what they call like orphan culture. You know, it's like things just happen and they don't really understand, you know, where those things come from.
Right.
So how long did it take you to write this book and what methods did you use?
It's been several years. I mean, it's been like, I'm actually far along on a second book.
Okay.
And I realized I needed to split it into two books. So, so this like definitely took me, I don't know, like 3-4 years maybe.
Right.
on this book. And you know, a lot of it was, I was connecting, like, a lot, there's been a ton written about rock music,
mm-hmm.
A lot about the blues,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it for me was connecting the dots. Like, I didn't think anybody had ever connected it all together.
Right.
So I just, you know, I read a lot, you know, there's tons of books already. I did go to Memphis a couple times, mm-hmm. just to kind of get a feel for it.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, went around all the sites and things like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a great place to go.
Yeah.
Memphis and absolutely, and Point South. And we're here with the author of Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. And the author is James A. Cosby, Jim Cosby to his friends. And his book is published by McFarlane Press. So I guess, you know, Jim, I guess we should, you know, talk about the cover a little bit and the title. I guess Devil's Music, Holy Rollers, Hillbillies. Can you maybe explain what each of those things means in the context of the history of rock and roll?
Yeah. Yeah, as I was doing the book, I started to realize that I was trying to think of a title and how do I summarize all these crazy, colorful personalities, you know, that all are part of the story. And I started to think about how do I summarize it. And, you know, Devil's Music is basically the blues, and which also rock and roll was called, you know, was the Devil's Music. Mm-hmm. But in the title, it means the blues. And then and I just think it's such a – it's an interesting term, you know, Devil's Music. And then Holy Rollers in my research also, I found out, like, not only was the black church in particular really a big part of the story, but the Pentecostal church especially. And they are, you know, that's sort of a somewhat derogatory term. Holy Rollers is sort of a derogatory term for the Pentecostal church. And it refers to, you know, that's Pentecostals, for those that aren't familiar with them. They're, you know, they speak in tongues in their service. They are really energetic, wild services, and people will sometimes literally roll in the aisles, the church aisles, and they call it being slain in the spirit.
Oh.
And so that's where the term Holy Rollers comes from, people rolling in the aisles, right? So.
And then on the cover, you have the snakes, too, beside Holy Rollers.
Right, right. That's another part of it, just... yeah, just sort of emphasizes they were – it's a really big denomination, but, you know, they were really looked down on and considered to be on the fringe and crazy, basically, really.
They use the snakes as a part of their religious services, right?
Yeah, it has to do with references to serpents in the Bible.
Okay. And the hillbillies, I guess Appalachia, maybe that region and some of the music that comes from there.
Right. Well, that's where it all started for the, you know, that traditional country music.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's, you know, it's another marginalized group. It's generally poor rural whites. That was, you know, hillbilly music. And, you know, and so eventually that's where, you know, that's where, you know, Hank Williams Sr., then eventually Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, they were all, you know, they were poor, marginalized rural white guys.
Mm-hmm. Is this Carl Perkins that's on the cover?
No, that's Hank Williams.
Hank Williams Sr., okay.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was Hank Williams Sr., but I wasn't sure, because when you mentioned Carl Perkins, I was like, well, could that have been who it was? But this is Hank Williams Sr. on the cover, and then in the middle for the Holy Rollers, it's just two gentlemen with snakes. I don't know if you know those gentlemen.
No, they're just, yeah, they're not musicians.
Right. And at the top, let's see, who do we have here? It's like a black face beside a... Is that Bessie Smith?
Or is that Bessie Smith.
Yeah, so I thought that
Bessie Smith.
That was Bessie Smith up there representing like the Devil's Music or the blues.
Right.
Yeah. So this is a great cover, and I know McFarlane does a great job with these covers. And in terms of the title, you got to choose the title, because I know sometimes the publishing companies choose the title, but it sounds like you got to choose the title in this case.
Yeah, I got to choose the title. They did the cover. I was really happy with it. I think it's great.
Did you choose the pictures, or did you have any input on the pictures? Or
I did not. The pictures are one of, actually, like the Hank Williams picture is in the book. Like I basically got the pictures together.
Okay.
That are in the book, and then the other two are related or similar to the pictures I have in the book.
Gotcha. So right, because I know you talk about, as you mentioned, you know, all this and more in your book. And the book, again, is Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. And it's by the author James A. Cosby, and it's published by McFarlane Press. And, you know, this is a fun time. you know, even though it wasn't necessarily in terms of American history, I mean, you still had some, you know, segregation and you had a lot of separation in the country. But in terms of music, I mean, it was, you know, it was great in terms of the music coming together. And eventually, of course, the people. But you have the birth of rock and roll coming from such similar in some ways, but different, you know, backgrounds. And you talk about that in your book. So can you maybe tell us, you know, some of your main points or main things or things that people who read your book should look out for?
Yeah. You know, it is, you know, it's like what you just said. It's like these origins, they seem really kind of far apart. You had, funny, I've done some interviews and it's really making me think more and more about the whole story. And it's really interesting. Like they come from very different places and you know, the black church and the blues music seemed very separate. It was sacred music, secular music. And then you had, you know, of course, you know, in the South, you know, the segregation between blacks and whites, and you had hillbilly music and blues music.
Right.
And, but then eventually it's like, they're all on like this. So I trace all three of those among other things. You know, I talk about a lot of things, but, you know, those three types of music, it's almost like they're on a collision course. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I go back and look at their deep roots going back to the 19th century and even further than that, but, and it's almost like they're on this collision course where eventually it all is going to come together. Like people want, you know, this really bold, honest music, and it's like it all sort of comes together in rock and roll, and it comes together in Memphis, really. I mean, other it really is coming together everywhere, but it came together in Memphis first, and it's just really interesting to see that this different background of these different kinds of music, the sociology of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, how did this kind of music come about? You know, how did the blues really come about? How did hillbilly music evolve over the years? And then you just see all three of them eventually collide, and that's, you know, that's sort of the end of the book. You know, the book really ends with the first wave of rock and roll in the mid and late 50s. That's I ended 1960.
Okay.
Like, first wave has hit. You know, it's been a big explosion. It really does change the world. Really.
Right. You know, absolutely. Culturally. And the world is still shaking and reverberating even today.
Right, absolutely.
In the 21st century. And we're here with the author of Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies on the African American Studies channel, the New Books Network. And we're talking about how America gave birth to rock and roll with the author James A. Cosby. And I know that you are an attorney by profession, but you also do, like you said, some other writing on Pop Matters and some other things. Can you maybe talk about some of those things that you also do if people want to look for you online or elsewhere?
Sure. Yeah, at Pop Matters, I regularly write similar articles on music. Mm-hmm. I've written on race a few times. And, and you know, it's just I'm fascinated by the connection between really sociology and pop culture, you know, because sometimes it's really, you know, pop culture obviously doesn't have to be fluff, and I think you can learn a lot. Yeah. On popmatters.com, I have a lot of essays there. That's my main outlet. You know, I have a Facebook page for the book.
Okay.
If you look up Devil's Music, Holy Rollers on Facebook.
Excellent.
There's a page with, you know, different links.
Okay. And so if people have questions or, you know, about the book or maybe some memories or things they want to share, I'm sure you wouldn't have any problem connecting with them and talking with them.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, because sometimes people feel like authors are so remote and they just don't understand that or realize that you guys would love to hear from them. People who share their interest in the same work. Particularly in your case, Jim, you know, you being a lover of music and popular culture.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you mentioned earlier that, well, you just mentioned it again, that you only went through a certain point. But you mentioned earlier that you have a second book that you're working on that you're a pretty good ways in on. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I was just a lot of it again. Yes, sociology. I'm really fascinated by the connection between sociology and the music. Mm-hmm. Right. That's how I start the book talking about America in the 50s. This book, And I just, you know, so I'm just really, you know, I really like, you know, this music, and, you know, it never comes in a vacuum, you right. know, there's always a reason, you know, any genre you can think of, like there's a reason why it started when and where it did.
Absolutely.
You know, so, and so I just trace it all out and watch how rock music evolves mm-hmm. Over the decades. So this book ends in like 1960, and then the next one's going to pick up, you know, right after that, up until basically till the present.
Okay. Do you have a title for that one yet?
I really don't. I really don't.
maybe we can get some suggestions.
Crazy, I have some crazy working titles, but like, yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's just going to be the intersection. Again, some of the like sacred secular divide, mm-hmm. sort of like this idea that rock music is, you know, it's not this evil, you know, I mean, it has a dark side, but it's not this evil. Like, you know, it started off, people really did think it was the devil's music.
Mm-hmm. Right. They wouldn't show Elvis from like the waist down on the
right.
on his television appearances, Elvis to pelvis and that, you know, and that whole thing. Well, maybe Jim, you know, our listeners who visit your Facebook page, they may have some suggestions they can post up there. Maybe some titles for you.
Right. For you. Yeah.
Some suggestions for your second book. You have to give them a shout out in the foreword or something, or in the. So we're here with the author of The Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. And it's interesting, the whole title, Rock and Roll, you think about rhythm and blues, right? Rock and, you know, and roll.
Right.
It's very similar, but, you know, very different. Who do you think, who's your favorite artist, you think, you know, that you've studied or that you listen to?
Well, you know, from this era, you know, I'll tell you the like really amazing person is Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Yes, yes.
And it's funny, like she was a huge gospel star in the 40s, mm-hmm. really big, you know, national star for the gospel scene, and she was this proto it was proto rock and roll, and she was Pentecostal, like that mm-hmm. was Pentecostals had a special brand of music with guitars, like she was a guitar phenom, basically.
Yeah, African American. Yes.
Yeah, so she and she ends up being like really like the linchpin between the sacred secular and really setting up rock and roll. I mean, she if I had to pick one person who's like I've been saying, she's kind of like, if there's a star of the book, she's kind of like the star of it.
Yeah,
she's like right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of hers as well, Jim, for a long time. And you can find her in the book. There's, you know, pictures of her, and you can listen, you know, find her music. I mean, you can watch on YouTube. There's a PBS documentary about her that came out not too long ago. And you're right, Jim. She's one of those folk that many people just don't know about. And she definitely was that connection between the, you know, the gospel and the secular and, you know, the rock and roll. To see her out there dressed like she's going to church on Sunday with that guitar is.
Yeah.
Is an amazing sight to behold, and as you said, Jim, she could play it too.
I mean, yeah.
she absolutely was very good. And how about today? You know, do you have a favorite artist in the 21st century rock and roll artist, Jim, or are you just thinking listening to the older stuff?
Right now, you know, it's funny. Rock music's in a kind of a weird space.
Right.
I think, you know, you don't have like the traditional blues guitar based guy. You know, like the Rolling Stones, Guns N' Roses types aren't really around anymore.
Right.
A group I love is Wild Nothing.
Okay.
And they're, I hate the best term, of like dream pop.
Okay.
There's some synthesizer. It's really like indie guitar. There's a lot of guitar, rock guitar, but they have like really, what's the word I'm looking for? Just they, you know, dream pop's not quite right, but they just have that, so that kind of a vibe to them.
Okay.
Atmospheric, I guess. Really cool.
And it just kind of reminds you of an older time period, I guess?
Not really. I think it's, in some ways, I think it's where rock and roll is headed. I think more of a, like, it's like, I think some of the groups now, they use synthesizer and keyboards, but in a good way. Like in the 80s, sometimes people got carried away. With the synthesizers, but it's just interesting to see where it's headed, you know, where rock music's headed. So that's, I kind of look at them as sort of, yeah, I think, you know, sort of the future.
Okay. And what was the name of that group again, in case some of our listeners want to check them out?
Wild Nothing.
Wild Nothing. Okay. Yep. Sounds pretty good. I think I would want to check them out myself. Given your recommendation, Jim, I'm assuming they're probably pretty good since you're knowledgeable on this subject.
Right.
How about yourself? Yeah. Do you play any yourself, Jim, or are you just a consumer?
No, I don't play at all. I'm just a fan, yeah.
Yeah, same here. I thought you were going to say that you played. I was going to say, hey, tell us when we can come see you perform. I'll come up.
Right.
I'll come up and check you out. And so we're here with the author of Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. And the author is James A. Cosby, and this book is published by McFarlane Press. And we're here on the African American Studies channel of the New Books Network. Some of you may listen and say, well, African American Studies channel, rock and roll? Well, you need to check out Jim's book, and you'll understand that there is a deep connection between African Americans and rock and roll. It's like Jim said, going back even before rock and roll, when you're talking about blues music, gospel music, and the, you know, religious aspects connecting with the Holy Rollers and what do they call it, hillbilly, or it was a different name for it, rockabilly, right?
Oh, there's that too. Yeah, that, yep, rockabilly.
Yeah, those connections of those types of music. All right. Well, Jim, I don't want to take up too much of your time here today. I thank you for taking a few minutes with us. And when you get that second book all done and ready to go, will you come back and talk with us about that one as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love to have you back. Books on academic books on music, or you know, something, because I love music myself. I love talking to authors like yourself that are very knowledgeable and love the music like I do. And you know, everyone, check this book out: Devil's Music, Holy Rollers, and Hillbillies: How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. It's by James A. Cosby, and it's published by McFarlane Press. It's a great cover. It's a great book on the inside. Some great pictures from, you know, different time periods. So you get to learn about the early days of rock and all the predecessor types of music as well. All right. So we're going to close out here. Thank you so much, Mr. Cosby, for spending some time with us on the New Books Network, the African American Studies channel. And we'll be talking to you soon. Can you tell the audience goodbye for us, Jim?
Yep. Thanks, James. I appreciate it. And yep, hope people check it out. And race is right at the heart of the whole book. I mean, yes. It is right there.
Yes, racial issues. And, you know, we've moved forward in a lot of ways, but in some ways we still face some of those same issues and challenges in terms of music and otherwise.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. And visit James's Facebook page for the book, Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies. He would love to hear from you. Hey, maybe give him some help helping him name the second book. I'm sure he'd appreciate that as well. So everyone, take care, peace and love, and we'll talk with you next time on the African American Studies channel of the New Books Network. All right, we're back here on the African American Studies channel of the New Books Network. Thank you, James A. Cosby, Jim Cosby, for taking some time to talk with me today about your book. The book was Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll. And he talked about Sister Rosetta Tharpe, one of my favorite artists. It was good to hear that Jim liked her as well. So you guys look her up. She could play that guitar. And she was a gospel artist first, and she was one of the early bridging artists between gospel music and rock and roll music. So check her out. And there's quite a few other artists that Jim mentions in his book that were really influential and were the early pioneers of rock. So the book is Devil's Music, Holy Rollers and Hillbillies, How America Gave Birth to Rock and Roll, McFarlane Press, James A. Cosby. Check his book out. And on that note, I'll close it out, and I'll see you next time on the African American Studies channel of the New Books Network. Peace and love. I'm your host, James Stanson.